on the glory of the Siddhas, chapter 18 of Sri Ramana Gita. The Sri Ramana Gita contains the essence of wisdom imparted by Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi to Sri Kavikanta Ganapati Muni, his illustrious devotee, who sought refuge at his feet in 1907. The Muni thereafter aptly named the sage, who was then known as Brahmana Swami, Sri Ramana Maharishi, the name by which he became renowned the world over. Sri Ramana Gita contains replies given by Sri Bhagavan to Sri Ganapati Muni and other devotees on a variety of important spiritual topics discussed during the years 1913 and 1917. The text contains 300 verses and is arranged into 18 chapters, such as the importance of self-abidance, the paramount duty, and the nature of jnana. In former times, the Paramatman, the Divine Self, in the form of Lord Krishna, gave his gospel in the form of the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna in order to remove the darkness of ignorance. In the present age, Lord Ramana, the sage of Arunachala, has clarified the path to liberation in order to meet the spiritual needs of present-day seekers of truth from every continent the world over. The concluding 18th chapter of Sri Ramana Gita is titled On the Glory of the Siddhas. In this chapter, Sri Kavikanta pours out his heart in devotion to his master, elucidating his power and divinity. Most of Bhagavan's devotees are familiar with Ganapati Muni's exquisite exposition in 40 verses in praise of Sri Ramana, titled Sri Ramana Chatvarimsat. The verses composed for the 18th chapter of Sri Ramana Gita are in every manner a similar source of inspiration and insight. This 18th chapter has been melodiously sung by Sri Lingeshwar Rao and Sri J. Jayaraman of Sri Ramanashramam and recorded on a CD titled Sanskrit Hymns from Sri Ramanashramam. Samples of the tracks can be found on Arunachala Ashrama's website at www.arunachala.org/docs/sanskrit-hymns/. Sri Ramana Gita is one of those few books that all sincere aspirants should revisit often. At present, Sri Ramanashramam has three different publications titled Sri Ramana Gita. The first one contains the Sanskrit text with an English translation and transliteration, and also a Tamil translation. The second was recently published and is titled Sri Ramana Gita of B.V. Narasimha Swami. This second edition was serialized in our 2009 newsletter. The third is Sri Ramana Gita, the teachings of Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. This is the English translation of Kapali Sastriya's Sanskrit commentary of Sri Ramana Gita. Kapali Sastriya was an eminent disciple of Ganapati Muni and himself an illumined scholar and sadhaka. The following English translation is taken from the first book described above, which is the result of the lifelong devotion, practical experience and scholarly insight of Swami Vishwanathan and Professor K. Swaminathan. We have included the English transliteration so that devotee will be easily able to add their voices to the divine words given by Sri Kavyakanta in praise of Sri Bhagavan Ramana and share in that divine devotion in which all else is rendered superfluous. Chapter 18, On the Glory of the Siddhas. Vara Parasara Gotra Samudbhavam Vasumati Sura Sanghaya Saskaram Vimala Sundara Pandita Nandanam Kamala Patra Visala Vilochanam. 1. Bhagavan Ramana, born in the great line of Parasara, the son of the immaculate Sundara Pandita, with lovely eyes wide as the lotus petal, bringing renown to the earthly gods. Arunasaila Gathasrama Vasinam Paramahamsa Mananjanam Achyutam Karunya Dadatam Vyavaharitam Satata Matmani Samsti Tamakshare. 2. Dweller in the ashrama on Arunachala, he is a steadfast and stainless Paramahamsa, assuming activity out of compassion while ever established in the imperishable Atman. Akila Samsaya Varana Bhashanam Brahma Madat Viradhangusa Vikshanam Avaritam Parasaukya Dridhodyamam Nija Tanu Visayeshwala Salasam. 3. His words dispel all doubt. His glance, like an Ankusa, brings under control the mad elephant of the deluded mind. He is ever active for the happiness of others and utterly indifferent to his body's needs. Parina Tamra Pala Prabha Vigraham Chalata Rendriya Nigraha Sagraham Amrita Chidhanavalli Parigraham Mitha Vachora Tithagama Sangraham. 4. His body glows like a ripe mango, absolutely master of the fickle senses. He is wedded to the immortal Valli, who is pure awareness. In a few words, he conveys the substance of all the scriptures. Amala Dipta Taratma Marichibir Nija Karayariva Pankaja Bhadavam Padajusam Jada Bhava Manehasa Pariharantam Anandha Gunakaram. 5. With his pure effulgent rays, he clears, like the sun in due season, the dullness of the devotees. He is an inexhaustible mine of auspicious qualities. Mrudutamam Vachena Drisi Sitalam Vikasitam Vadhane Sarasi Ruhe Manasi Sunya Mahas
சசி சந்நிபே கிருதி லசந்தம் அனந்த இவாருணாம். 6. In speech, he is extremely soft. In look, cool and compassionate. His face is like a full-blown lotus. His mind is a void like the moon in daylight. He shines in the heart as the sun in the sky. Continued in the November-December issue.